And a pleasant good evening to you from Rosenverdorn Sports Complex on the campus of Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball between the Dort College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with a 16-4 overall mark, 7-2 in the conference, while the Morningside Mustangs are 3-6 in the conference and 11-10 overall. The Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs played earlier this season. That match was stretched to 5 sets before Dort College was able to prevail. For this Morningside team, they are coming in having won 3 of their last 4 contests. In that run, the Mustangs have wins over Ashford, Mount Marty, and Dakota Wesleyan. Last loss for the Mustangs is a 3-0 decision at Bellevue on October the 5th. The match with Dort College is the first of 4 matches in a row against teams either in the NAI Coaches Top 25 poll or receiving votes for that poll. The Mustangs were 7-2 in August, 1-5 in September, and they're 3-3 in matches so far in October. Morningside's averaging 12.62 kills per set. They allow 11.31 kills per contest. Morningside has a 205 kill efficiency, and teams are hitting 172 against the Mustangs. Sioux City, Iowa-based school average is 17.7 digs per contest, and Sarah Horn's team gets 1.46 service aces per game, while the teams are averaging 1.07 against them. Maggie Vontrack is averaging a team-high 3.58 kills per set, and she averages 3.8 digs per contest, and she has a 215 kill efficiency. Gabby French adds 2.68 kills per set, and Keisha Verberg is good for 2.09 kills. The Mustangs rely on a pair of setters with Tyanne Budenhagen putting up 4.49 assists with 15 ace serves. Hannah Roberg is at 5.23 assists with 15 aces as well. Grace Schottel tops the team with 5.01 digs per contest, and she also has a team-high 22 service aces. For the Dort College Defenders, 16-4 overall, 7-2 in the conference, they are under third-year head coach Chad Hansen. They're number 15 in the rating that was released yesterday, holding at the same spot they had the previous week. The Defenders average 13.13 kills per set, and they have a team kill efficiency of 302. Dort College gets 2.08 points per set off of blocks and 1.47 off of service aces. Dort College averages a total of 15.55 digs per set. They rank fourth in the country in kill efficiency and 15th in kills per game. Brooke Walterstorff averages a team-high 3.17 kills per set and has a 2.97 kill efficiency. She also has 22 service aces and 2.57 digs per outing. Lindsay Flone adds 2.83 kills per set and has a 4.16 kill efficiency, which ranks fifth in the country. Flone also has a team-high 1.01 blocks per outing. Jenna Horseman adds 2.72 kills per set, and her kill efficiency is 2.98. Megan Krausman is adding 1.93 kills per set with 1.35 digs per outing. Elizabeth Keel puts down 1.5 kills per set, and along with Walterstorff, averages just under a block per outing. Kayla Brookice tops the team with 4.87 digs and has 28 serves. Kayla Gaysink handles the setting with a 10.35 assist average, and she gets 2.51 digs and 1.09 kills with a 4.09 kill efficiency. Selene Hans, 26 ace serves, leads the team, and Jocelyn Bausma has 28 serves and averages 1.76 digs per contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Morningside continuing their warm-ups. Dort College has retreated to the locker room. We're still about 5 minutes away from the first serve of tonight's contest. Morningside beat Dakota Wesleyan October 11, 25-19, 25-10, 25-13 in Mitchell behind Maggie Vontrack, 16 kills, and Budenhagen had 20 assists. The Mustangs had 44 kills and held Dakota Wesleyan to just 22. Dort College turned Dakota Wesleyan away 25-10, 25-22, 25-12 on October the 9th. Brooke Walterstorff had 11 kills to top the Defenders. Lindsay Flone had 10. Gaysink put up 37 assists. Brooke Ice got to 16 digs on a night when the Defenders had 41 digs as a team. Dort College out hit the Tigers at the net 47-26. Dort College holds a 14-6 series lead, with most of the meetings taking place since Morningside entered the GPAC prior to the 03-04 school year. Dort College won this year's meeting 22-25, 25-19, 25-21, 23-25, 15-6. Flowen had 17 kills for the Defenders. Walterstorff put down 16. Jenna Horseman added 10. Bausma got to 14 digs. Gaysink had 53 assists. Dort College had 9 service aces in that contest. Gabby French put down 21 kills for the Mustangs. Vontrack had 15. Roberg totaled 29 assists. Dort College was credited with 8 blocks. Last year, the two teams split their two matchups. Dort College winning a five-setter on October the 3rd. Morningside sweeping Dort College on October the 30th. Tonight's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, and let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball standings heading into play today. Northwestern is atop the heap halfway through the conference season. They're 8-0, 24-1 overall, number 5 in the country. Hastings is 8-2 in the GPAC, 17-9 overall. They are idle this evening. Dort College is 7-2, 16-4 overall. Midland stands 6-2, 24-2 overall. Nebraska Wesleyan is 6-3. They are 16-5 overall. Then you've got a little separation. Briarcliff is 4-5, 14-9. Doan is 3-5. Concordia 3-6. Morningside 3-6. Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan 0-8 and 0-9 respectively. Don't let this record fool you though with this Morningside team. I would venture to guess they're one of the best 3-6 teams in the Midwest, if not in the country, in terms of their conference record. And 11-10, just a game over 500. They pushed Dort College to five sets in the first meeting between these two teams back in September. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on a Wednesday night. The Dort College Defenders, their first action since a week ago. They had a rare mid-season weekend with no volleyball this past weekend. This amounts to a big week for the Dort College Defenders, and once you get into this point of the season, obviously every week is an important week. You go on the road for a pair of matches against very dangerous opponents. Morningside this evening and the Hastings College Broncos on Saturday. You end up looking beyond the match in front of you, though. You end up in trouble. So we will see if the Dort College Defenders have peeked ahead at that Hastings College team on Saturday. And you don't always do it consciously, but sometimes you can't help yourself. Morningside, a team that is receiving votes in the NAIA poll, and possibly a little more highly regarded than Morningside, but Morningside, I believe, as dangerous as the Hastings College Broncos. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Docker and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at hiltrealestate.com. Some of the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. First of all, for the Defenders, Kayla Gasink is the setter. She's a junior from Sioux Center, 2.5 digs, 1.09 kills, 409 kill efficiency. And, of course, as the primary setter, she has a 10.04 assist average. Lindsay Flones, a senior middle blocker from Sioux Center, 2.8 kills, 1.0 blocks, 416 kill efficiency. Kayla Brookice, a senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She is the libero tonight, wearing the white jersey. All of her teammates wearing black. Brookice is averaging 4.9 digs per set, and she has 20 ace serves. Jocelyn Bausma, 1.8 digs, 20 aces. She is a senior from Sheldon. Siri Nelson is a junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 12 ace serves this season. Jenna Horstman is a sophomore from Pella, averaging 2.7 kills. Brooke Waltersdorf, a freshman middle blocker from Sioux Center, averaging 3.2 kills, 2.6 digs, and 22 ace serves. Megan Krausman averages 1.9 kills with 1.4 digs. Selene Hahn has 26 ace serves, and Elizabeth Keel is averaging 1.5 kills per contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. For Dort College, talk about players that you'll hear about. For the Morningside Mustangs, the Morningside Mustangs, if Dort College is able to limit the outside hitters, Gabby French and Maggie Vontrack, that will go a long way in helping the Dort College defenders control today's contest. We will keep an eye on Vontrack and on Gabby French. Those are a pair of outside hitters. Vontrack does it all for this team. She's averaging 3.6 skills and 3.8 digs. Dort College in their predominantly black uniforms. White numbers trimmed in gold. That means the libero is in white. For the Morningside Mustangs, they're predominantly white with black shorts. Set goes middle, Vontrack. Vontrack hits it to the sideline, and a kill for Vontrack. Vontrack registers the kill as they slid her to the middle that time, and she put it away to the sideline. Serving for the Mustangs will be Grace Scheidel. Scheidel, they set it outside, and Waltersdorf hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside. And the Dort College defenders trail 2-0. 2-0 our score, serving for the Mustangs. Again is Scheidel. Scheidel serve down the sideline, taken by the defenders, and that'll go as an ace serve as Dort College is unable to handle the serve. Selene Hahn charged with the serve reception error, and the ace by the libero, Grace Scheidel, her first today, and Morningside off to a 3-0 lead. 3-0 our score, Morningside with service. Taken by Hahn, gets it over to Gasing. Dort College, the slide over to Flohn. Flohn kill. Lindsay Flohn with the kill. Now Dort College having to fight from behind, trailing 3-1. And Dort College will serve. And doing the honors will be Becky Madden. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes to the middle. Vontrack dug up and over by the defenders. And Hahn pushed to the back line. And a kill for the Mustangs and Michaela Kennedy. Kennedy gets the kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 4-1. As Dort College playing a little shorthanded this evening. Unable to take her normal role as Kayla Brookice. Brookice twisted an ankle last week. Held out of practice for a couple of days. She did not serve. That was the spot taken by Madden to serve. Dort College trailing 4-1. Set goes outside to Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Dug by Cuck. Tipped to the middle. Saved by the defenders. Comes back left side over to Horstman. Horstman through the block. Controlled by Cuck again. Set goes to the middle. Power tip and a kill. Power tip out of the middle by Caitlin Madsen. Madsen with her first kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 5-1. 5-1 our score, Dort College. Right now they're pass. Their serve reception not on the money, and that is translated into Morningside getting out to a 5-1 lead in set number one. Short serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Gets it to Horstman. Horstman sends it over. Controlled by Morningside. Set goes outside. Mustangs attacking, and should have been four contacts, and it is. Late in the call, the ball was up above the net. Morningside made contact with it before it went over the net. So an attack error by the Mustangs, and Dort College trails 5-2. Serving is Kayla Gasing. Gasing's low hard serve taken by the Mustangs. They'll throw it to the middle. Power tip controlled by Dort College. Gasing gets the set left side over to Horstman. Horstman off high hands. And hitting it out of bounds off of the block is Morningside. And the Dort College defenders get credit for the point. Kayla Gasing with service again. Controlled by the Mustangs. Vontrack. Set goes back over to Vontrack. Vontrack with a kill. So Vontrack with her second kill unofficially. And the Mustangs lead at 6-3. The Morningside Mustangs coming out with a lot of energy initially. We have not had an extended volley yet in this one. Vontrack with service. That means French is in the front row. Gasing comes back middle. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf blocked at the net partially. Mustangs will attack. Set goes over to French. Gasing has to dig it. Gets it over to Brookice. Comes back over to Keel. Keel throws it over. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Back over to French. French power tip. Kill. Gabby French with the kill. And the Mustangs lead 7-3. Dort College trailing by 4. Early going. Maggie Vontrack with service. So Vontrack serve, sent over, and a backline ace serve for Vontrack. Now Dort College right now running in quicksand, it feels like. An ace serve for Vondrak, the second for Morningside. North College trails 8-3. North College forced to use a timeout. Back with more after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCI.
God is enough.
Morningside getting exactly what they wanted to start this match, up 8-3. And there becomes a point where you get that lead, and then you just basically play side out the rest of the way. Krausman gets it over to Gasing. Dort College needs some points in a row. Keel with the kill out of the middle. Dort College, when they've gotten into their offense, have had success. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Brooke Waltersdorf, serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Morningside able to recover. Set comes outside. French kill. Gabby French with another kill. She's got two already, one via a power tip. That one a cross-court kill. And the Mustangs lead 9-4. 9-4 our score. Serving for the Mustangs is Ashley Bell. Bell's serve, controlled by Krausman, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. French off high hands, controlled by Dort College. Gasing outside Krausman. Krausman into the net, point Morningside. An attack error by the defenders, and Dort College trails it 10-4 early. Where it's just started with set number one, but the points have come quickly in this one. Serving is Bell. Short serve taken by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back to Horstman. Horstman unable to put it away. Dort College reloads. Dumped over by Gasing. And the Mustangs are called for a lift. Point Dort College. Gasing will get credit for the kill. Kayla Gasink with her first kill tonight. She's averaging 1.1 per contest. Serving for the defenders will be Brookice. So now Brookice taking a turn in the service area. Brookice, low hard serve, controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes through the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Keisha Verberg. Verberg with the kill. And Dort College lead, trails 11-5. Verberg with her first kill. She's averaging 2.1 per contest. Serving for the Mustangs is Budenhagen. So Budenhagen will be setting. Dort College trailing 11-5, and they need a spark. Krausman gets it to Gasing. Slide flown. Flown power tip. Dug by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set outside French. Power tip. Back line. Waltersdorf got to it. Overpass. Kill. Gabby French with her third kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 12-5. 12-5 our score. Serving for the Mustangs is Budenhagen. Budenhagen with the jump serve, controlled by Krausman, gets it to Gasing, comes back middle, Keel. Keel with a kill. Two kills for Keel. Dort College trailing 12-6. Can't afford to trade points now, though. Got to put together a 3 or 4 point run at some point. Serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bausma, the senior from Sheldon. Jump serve taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack, set goes middle for Verberg. Verberg unable to put it away as Dort College blocked it. Vondrak helped it over, and now four contacts called on the Mustangs, and Dort College gets a point on the block. A block for the defenders. Dort College trails 12-7, back-to-back points for the defenders. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, jump serve, taken by Scheidel. Controlled by the Mustangs, set middle French. French with a power tip, could have been a left. Dumped over by Gasing, pushed back by French. Controlled by Dort College on the push back by Verberg. Set goes Krausman. Dug up by Morningside. They kept it over to French, and we've got a player on the net for the Mustangs. Mustangs called for the net violation. A ball handling error will go against Morningside on the set by Budenhagen. She got into the net, and Dort College trails 12-8. Serving is Bausma, controlled by Morningside. Budenhagen will set middle quick. And Gasing had a block momentarily, unable to keep it in play, though, and Michaela Kennedy gets credit for the kill. 13-8, Dort College trailing by 5. Serving is Gabby French. So French will serve, and then she'll check out. Controlled by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to dump it. It's deflected at the net. Morningside keeps it in play. Verberg into the net. Point, Dort College. Well, the momentum now neutralized, it feels. Verberg with the attack error. And Dort College trails 13-9. Dort College, as sluggishly as they started, fortunate to be right in this one. Get a couple of points and you narrow the distance. Serving is Selene Hahn, controlled by Morningside. Budenhagen throws it outside to Vondrak. Vondrak with a kill. Vondrak with her third kill. And combined, the two outsides for Morningside have six of their 14 points via kill. French and Vondrak both have three kills apiece. Morningside serving Scheidel. Scheidel into the net, Point Door College. So Scheidel called with the service error. Serving is Madden for the defenders. So Becky Madden with service. Floater controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes left side. Vondrak off high. Hands kill. Vondrak attacking from the outside with a fourth kill. Last 2 points registered by Morningside have come off. Maggie Vondrak kills, and Morningside leads at 15-10. Serving for the Mustangs will be Hannah Roberg. Roberg with service. And Roberg serve. Taken middle back by Hahn. Gets it to Gason. Quick attack, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the kill. Brooke Waltersdorf with the kill. North College trails 15-11. Waltersdorf with her first kill this evening. And the defenders trailing by four. Kayla Gason has service. So Gason to line it up and send it over. Her serve taken short by Scheidel, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack out of the middle, controlled by Krausman. Gets it to Gasing, back over to Waltersdorf, unable to put it away. Set goes to Vondrak, tips cross court, taken by Horseman. Gasing will throw it back over to Krausman. Krausman roll shot, kill. Krausman with a roll shot and the kill. And for Megan Krausman, the sophomore from Grundy Center, Iowa, she has her second kill tonight. Beg your pardon, her first kill. North College back to within three at 15-12. Gasink with service. Gasink knuckleball serve taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes outside off high. Hands up into the rafters. Controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasink. Comes back left side. Horseman. Horseman through the block. And a player in the net for Morningside. North College has cut the lead down to 15-13. Horseman will get credit for the kill in my book. Horseman with her first kill. And the defenders have cut the gap down to 15-13. Gasink has service. To the back line is long and out of bounds. Point Morningside. So Gasink with the service ace as she went to the back line and hit it just long. And Morningside now has service. This is Vondrak. Vondrak serve. Up and over. Taken by Waltersdorf. Middle back. Controlled by Gasink. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the swing and the kill. And she got bailed out that time as the dagger. Vondrak went after one that was going out of bounds. Brooke Waltersdorf with her second kill. North College trails 16-14. North College down a deuce after being behind by as many as five at 8-3 and at six at 10-4. And a serve now for Waltersdorf, and North College gathering some momentum. Waltersdorf with her first ace serve. And the North College defenders now trying to tie it up here in set number one. Morningside attacks. Set goes backside. Dug by Waltersdorf up and over, though Morningside reloads. Set goes to French, and they're unable to attack out of it. An attack error by the Morningside Mustangs. North College has tied it up 16 all, and we have our first tie of set number one. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investors, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College serving for their first lead of the set and the match. Short serve taken by Scheidel, controlled by Morningside. Set goes to the middle, tip, and a kill for the Mustangs and Caitlin Madsen. Madsen with her first kill. So Morningside fights Dort College off that time to retake the lead at 17-16. Ashley Bell has service. Bell has served. Dort College trailing 17-16. Serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Giesink. One-handed set over to Keel. Dug up and over. And it falls to the ground. Vondrak with a kill. Vondrak registering the kill. She's got five unofficially. And the Morningside Mustangs lead 18-16. Bell with service. Taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Horseman registers the kill. Her second. And the North College defenders trail 18-17. Serving for the defenders will be Kayla Brookice. Brookice floater controlled by Morningside. They'll attack. Set goes. Right side. Pushed over the net. Free ball. Giesink. Flown to Keel. Keel blocked at the net, saved it. North College attacking. No, they have to throw it over. Walterstorff gets it thrown over. Morningside on the attack. Pushed over. Pushed back to the defenders. Now Giesink will set it. Middle flown. Flown blocked at the net. Chicken wing saved by the defenders. And Keel dumped over the net. Saved by Brookice. Get it over to Giesink. Bump set to Krausman. Krausman down ball off high hands and the kill. A scramble point for the defenders. Two kills for Krausman. And we're tied up at 18-18. 18-18 our score. And Brookice tries to go cross court and misses the sideline out of bounds. Service error by the defenders. And Brookice will station herself now in the back corner awaiting the service by Morningside's tie-in Budenhagen. Budenhagen with service, her team leading 19-18. Budenhagen, jump serve, taken by Walterstorff, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Flohn, and a illegal contact called on Dort College and Giesink. So ball handling error by Giesink. And the Dort College defenders trail 20-18. Serving for the Mustangs is Budenhagen. Short serve taken by the defenders, bump set by Giesink, comes back over to Krausman, roll shot controlled by the Mustangs, Budenhagen. Sets it, tipped over the net, controlled by Giesink, comes back over middle to Flohn, Flohn kill. North College hanging around and giving themselves a chance here. Trailing 20-19, serving is Jocelyn Bausma. We've been tied at 16 and tied at 18. Those are the only ties thus far. North College has not led in set number one. But Bausma serve controlled. Budenhagen gets it over to French. French with a kill. Gabby French with a kill. She's got four. And the Dort College defenders trail 21-19. Serving is Gabby French for the Mustangs. Her serve to the sideline. Taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back. Left side Krausman. Krausman roll shot kill. Krausman with another roll shot. Her third. Dort College trails 21-20. So Dort College staying within striking distance. Serving will be Selene Hahn. So Hahn with service. And Hahn serve. Catches the tape, rolls over, ace serve. Hahn with her first ace serve tonight. 27th of the season. That leads the team. And the defenders have tied it up 21-all. Short serve taken by Scheidel. Controlled by Morningside. Budenhagen. They tip it to the sideline. And it's wide and out of bounds by Keisha Verberg. Point Dort College and the defenders lead. 22-21. And Morningside calls another timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. North College serving after the timeout by the Morningside Mustangs, and an ace serve for Selene Hahn. North College leads at 23-21. So an ace by Hahn, her second of the set, and her second in this series of serves. Set goes to Verberg. Verberg with a swing off the tape. Controlled by the defenders. Passed over the net by Flohn. Controlled by Morningside. They'll load up. Set goes to French. French dug up by the defenders. Flohn keeps it in play. Pushed over the net by Walterstorff. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes outside. Vondrak blocked at the net. Controlled by Morningside. Set comes right side. Swing and blocked at the net by the defenders. Off the attack by Kennedy. Dort College leads 24-21. 24-21 on the block by the defenders. So Dort College leading 24-21 and suddenly serving for the set. Outside it goes Vondrak and a block by the defenders, and Dort College wins it 25-21. Back-to-back blocks along with a pair of ace serves by Hahn, and Dort College comes back from an early 10-4 deficit and a 12-5 deficit at one point, and they were still down 13-8 before they mounted a comeback that tied it at 16 on an attack error by the Mustangs. And they tied it again at 18-21, took the lead for good on a Verberg attack error. And after a Morningside timeout, Dort College scores three in a row to win it, 25-21. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 10 points into set number one. It did not look promising for the Dort College defenders, but the thing you always have to remember is you play to 25 and there is no clock, and Dort College able to prolong a few volleys, get a little momentum back. They neutralized the momentum. It felt like at about 15-10, it felt like Morningside's momentum was no longer squarely behind them. And Dort College able to tie it up at 16, 18, and 21 before taking the lead for good at 22-21, and they win 25-21, and that was all part of a six-point run by the defenders. Dort College hitting for a 355 kill efficiency in set number one. 13 kills, 2 errors, 31 attacks. Morningside 14, 5, and 38. 13 assists for the defenders, 18 digs. Morningside with 13 digs. Dort College got 3 points off of blocks, including the last two of set number one. Serving for the Mustangs will be French. So Gabby French with service. And the Mustangs will try to bounce back from a disappointing loss in set number one. French is served. Taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back left side over to Walters. Dort blocked at the net. And a point for the Mustangs. Their first block of the day. And the Dort College defenders trail 1-0. 1-0 our score. Serving for the Mustangs will be Gabby French again. French's serve taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Walterstorff, off high hands. Walterstorff attacking from the outside. Morningside power tip to the back line, and a kill for Vondrak. Vondrak with a kill. Bausma laid out for it, couldn't get to it in time, and Vondrak has her sixth kill of the night. Serving for the Mustangs will be French. Dort College leading in the match, 1-0. Serve controlled by Hahn, no. Walterstorff has to chase it. Now it's passed over the net by Flohn. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes right side. Blocked at the net was Morningside's Michaela Kennedy. Walterstorff puts up the solo block, and the Dort College defenders cut it down to a 2-1 difference in set number two. Serving is Becky Madden for the Dort College defenders. Madden will send it up and over. Taken middle back by Scheidel. Budenhagen with the set to Vondrak, unable to put it down. Gaysink, quick attack. Walterstorff unable to put it down. Now the overpass, catching it off the hands was Gaysink. Gaysink made contact with it, but unable to get to it in time was Madden. And the Dort College defenders trail 3-1. 3-1 our score. Vondrak with a kill. Unofficially, I have Vondrak now with 7 kills. Scheidel serve taken by Hahn, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Horstman. Horstman hits the antenna point Morningside. So an attack error by Horstman, and the Dort College defenders following the same method in set number two as they did in set number one, and that is falling behind early. Scheidel serve taken by Bausma. Gaysink has to chase it. She gets to it, comes back over to Horstman. Horstman unable to get a clean set, or a swing on it. Gaysink had to chase that one down basically over into the area that is normally occupied by Horstman, and made it a tough, a difficult set. Morningside leads 5-1. 5-1 our score. Scheidel serve taken by Bausma. Gaysink with a bump set outside Horstman. Horstman through the block and the kill. Got to find a way to end those runs quickly. That time Morningside able to put together a 3-point run. Horstman gets the kill, her third. Dort College trails 5-2. Serving for the defenders will be Gaysink. Gaysink with service. And Gaysink serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes to the middle. Power tip. And Brookice is unable to get to it in time. It drops to the floor after Brookice laid out for it. 6-2 our score. I'm going to give Kennedy the kill on that one. I'm not absolutely certain. It was Kennedy who got to it on the power tip. Dort College trails 6-2. Serving for Morningside will be number 12, Hannah Roberg. Roberg, one of two setters used by Morningside. Roberg serve on the way. And it's into the net, point Dort College. So a service error by Roberg. North College trails 6-3. 6-3 our score. And Walthersdorf has service. Walthersdorf serve to the back line is just off of the back line and out of bounds. Walthersdorf with the service error. Point Morningside. Morningside leads 7-3. Serving is Vondrak. And Vondrak's serve controlled by Brookice. Got it over to Keel. Keel had to set it. North College had to go to a roll shot. Off of the block, controlled by the defenders. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Keel. Blocked at the net. And the block for Morningside. A block for Morningside. And North College trails 8-3 in set number two. Serving for Morningside is Vondrak. North College set to receive. You've got Krausman, Brookice, and Walthersdorf in serve receive. Brookice gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman cross court kill. Horstman with the kill. North College trails 8-4. Jenna Horstman with her fourth kill. Controlled by Vondrak. Gets it over to the setter. Saved by Brookice off high hands. Gaysink back over to Flone. Flone kill. The quick attack and Flone puts it away out of the middle. Not much defensively you can do against that. And the North College defenders have cut the gap down to 3 at 8-5. Brookice serves it over controlled. Here's French. French with a kill. I don't know what it is about the Morningside outside hitters, but they always seem to have big matches against North College. French has been a thorn in the side the last couple of years. Serving for Morningside is Ashley Bell. 9-5, Morningside leading. Krausman, serve, receive, up and over. Here comes Morningside on a free chance. Set goes over to French, and we've got a player in the net for North College. That's Keel. So French will get credit for the kill. Gabby French with her sixth kill, and the defenders trail 10-5, and North College is forced to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 10-5 our score. North College trails by 5, and the Mustangs have service. This is Ashley Bell again. So Morningside out to a 5-point advantage at 10-5, very similar to set number 1. Krausman gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Flone. Flone, power tip to the sideline, going cross-court, unable to put it away, though Morningside scrambled to it. Brookice gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Flone, blocked at the net point, Morningside. Morningside gets the block. North College trails 11-5. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. A little over a half hour into this match. North College leading 1-0. Serve taken by Krausman. Overpass. And Keisha Verberg able to redirect it for the kill. So Verberg on the overpass puts it away. 12-5 our score. Bell with service. Bell's serve taken by Walthersdorf. Got it to Gaysink. Gaysink, Flone, Flone kill. Morningside strung together 4 points in a row there after North College had cut the gap down to 8-5. They blew it up to 12-5. North College now trailing 12-6 on the kill by Flone, her fourth. Serving is Bausman, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes right side and blocked at the net. North College gets the point. The block put up on the attack by Amanda Woodman. North College cuts it down to a 5-point ball game again. Putting the block up, Flone and Krausman. Bausma with the jump serve, controlled by Morningside, nearly an ace. Mustangs got to it. Set goes over to French. French hits it long and out of bounds, point North College. So French with the attack error. North College trailing 12-8. Serving is Bausma. Bausma serve, middle back, controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes to the middle. Verberg unable to put it away. Flone comes back over to Krausman. Krausman, tough angle, unable to keep it in play. Point Morningside. So Krausman will get called for the attack error, but she didn't have a lot of room to work with. 13-8, North College down 5. Serving for the Mustangs will be Tyann Budenhagen. Budenhagen with the serve on the way, so she will set. Gabby French in the front row right now. Taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Krausman. Krausman off high hands. Morningside got to it. Set goes left side, French. French roll shot. Taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Flohn. Blocked at the net point, Morningside. Morningside doing a much better job blocking at the net. They have, according to my count, at least 4 points off of blocks here in set number two. They lead 14-8. Mustangs have serve, controlled by Brooke Ice. It's dug up and over, and it catches the sideline point, North College. So Brooke Ice with the kill is how it'll officially get counted. You've got to give it to somebody. So Brooke Ice's pass over the net ends up on the sideline for a point. Comes over to Verberg. Verberg tools it off of the block for the kill. North College has one timeout remaining. They trail 15-9. Serving for the Mustangs is French. French's serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Flohn. Flohn off high hands kill. Flohn gets the kill, and for Lindsay Flohn, that is her fifth. Serving is Becky Madden for the defenders. So Madden with the service, taken by in the back row, and that'll be an ace serve for Madden. Becky Madden with the ace. And the North College defenders trail 15-11. Controlled by Vondrak. Set goes back to Vondrak. Over the high hands. Controlled by Bausma. Gets it back middle. Walterstorff roll shot. Controlled by the Mustangs. They'll attack. Set goes over to Vondrak. Vondrak for the kill. Vondrak with the kill. Maggie Vondrak has her eighth kill unofficially. And the Mustangs lead 16-11 with service. Scheidel has serve. And her serve is taken by Bausma, and that'll go as an ace as Bausma's serve ends up over near the scorer's table out of play. So the ace for Scheidel. Her second tonight, North College trails by six at 17-11. Nearly another ace. This time Hahn will send it over on the down ball, controlled by Morningside. Bondrak with the power tip and the kill. Vondrak with the kill. For Maggie Vondrak, that is her ninth unofficially. And the defenders trail 18-11, and Dort College needs a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 18-11, our score. Morningside in front in set number two. Mustangs, Grace Schottel has service. Dort College has used both of their timeouts. Schottel has served to 3 points in a row for the defenders. Bausma serve, taken by Gaysink, throws it outside. Horstman. Horstman banks it off of the block for the kill. Horstman with the kill, and for Jenna Horstman, that is her fifth unofficially. And the defenders trail 18-12. Serving is Kayla Gaysink. See if Dort College can string a few together. Morningside, nearly an overpass, and it is. Horstman goes up to put the overpass away, and Dort College trails 18-13. Jenna Horstman with six kills. Gaysink has serve. And her serve taken by Kennedy. Morningside attacking. Set goes Vondrak. Dug by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Throws it backside over to Keel. Goes cross court. Morningside scrambling to it. Helped over the net. Dug by Keel. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back middle. Walterstorff. Walterstorff tip kill. So Walt with the kill. Brooke Walterstorff with her third kill unofficially. Dort College has cut the gap down to 18-14. It was a 7-point game not that long ago. It's now four. Serving is Gaysink. Gaysink knuckleball to the sideline. Taken by Kennedy. Morningside attacking. Verberg pushed back over by Walterstorff. Here comes Morningside again. Dump. And now Morningside with the swing. And we've got a net violation called on the defenders. And the kill out of the middle for Caitlin Madsen for Morningside. Madsen with the kill, and Morningside leads at 19-14, and now they'll just try to play side-out volleyball. Serving for Morningside is Hannah Roberg. You don't give up any runs in this situation. You're going to be in pretty good shape if you're the team in front. Pass goes over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Well, let's see if Dort College can string a couple together. Horstman with her seventh kill unofficially. Dort College serving with Brooke Waltersdorf. Controlled by Morningside. They scramble. Vondrak goes cross court. Overpass, though, on the dig. Here come the Mustangs. Dumped over the net. Saved by Brookeye. Scattered over to Giesink. Comes back right side. Horseman. Horseman off high hands. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs with a bump set. This will be a down ball. Saved by Brookeye. Scattered over to Giesink. Quick attack. Keel off the hands and the kill. Keel gets it off of the block and down. Dort College with the third kill of the night for Elizabeth Keel. And the defenders have cut the gap down to 19-16. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Morningside has just used their first time out of the set. They have one remaining. Dort College trails 19-16. Dort College on a 5-1 run right now. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inglen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Tonight's broadcast also made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Serving for Dort College is Brooke Waltersdorf. Dort College trails 19-16. Serving is Waltersdorf. Jump serve controlled by Scheidel. Morningside attacks. Set Vondrak. Vondrak kill. So Vondrak with the kill. She's got 10. Serving for the Mustangs is Vondrak. Morningside leads by 4, 20-16. So Vondrak, the senior from Sioux City. Her serve taken by Brookeye, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Krausman, roll shot controlled by Morningside. French got to it. Set goes to French. French in the middle, unable to put it away. Giesink gets it over to Keel. Keel to Horseman, dug up and over by the defenders. Free ball. Giesink to her knees to get the set. Keel unable to put it down. Morningside will reload. French with a roll shot controlled by Dort College and Brookeye. Set right side. Horseman banks it off of the block, saved by the defenders. On the cover was Waltersdorf. Comes back over to Krausman, unable to put it down. Morningside digs it up. Set left side, French. French hits it off the block. No, no block at the net. Point Dort College. Defenders trail 20-17. French with the attack error. I certainly thought it skipped off of a finger, but it did not. Brookeye, her serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. French off the block, controlled by the defenders. Brookeye, Giesink. Giesink, Keel. Keel off the block, and the kill. Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her fourth kill. Dort College trails 20-18. Serving for the defenders will be Brookeye. Morningside has one timeout remaining. Serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes middle to Woodman. Woodman with a kill. Woodman with the kill. Her first tonight. Serving for Morningside is Ashley Bell. Dort College down by three. Serving is Bell. And Bell's serve taken by Krausman up and over. Here comes a free ball for Morningside. Set left side, French. Roll shot dug by Brookeye. Scattered over to Giesink. Pushed over the net by Flohn on the missed time attack. Morningside will attack. Set goes left side, French. Dug by Brookeye. Scattered over to Giesink. Giesink with a bump set, Flohn. Flohn pushes it over, free ball Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes to the middle. Verberg unable to put it away with a tip. Controlled by the defenders. Pushed to the corner by Flohn. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Off high hands. Controlled by the defenders. Brookeye, Giesink. Giesink, Keel. Keel power tip sideline. Morningside attacking. Pushed over the net by Woodman. Saved by Brookeye. Gets it over to Giesink. Giesink comes back. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf off high hands. Bell with the dig. Controlled by Morningside. French with a tip. Sideline. Controlled by Brookeye. Giesink throws it right side. Keel. Keel cross court. Kill. 21-19, our score. Keel with the kill. She's got five, and the defenders will serve, trailing by two. Dort College down 21-19. Serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bausma. So Bausma with service. And Bausma's jump serve to the sideline. Overpass. Free ball Dort College. Brookeye. Giesink. Giesink. Flohn. Flohn. Tip. Controlled by Morningside. Set. Right side. Woodman. Off of the block. And the kill. 22-19 our score. York College trailing by three, so Morningside still in the driver's seat. Serving is Budenhagen. Budenhagen with service. And her jump serve to the sideline. Taken by Bausma. Gets it to Gasing. Flown. Kill. The quick attack, and that time Flown liked the timing of it and went to the swing and got the kill. Lindsay Flown with her sixth kill. York College trailing 22-20. Serving is Hahn, and Hahn served just a little bit too much mustard on that one. Service error, and the Mustangs lead 23-20. Morningside serving with Gabby French, trying to tie the match up at one set apiece. Pass goes over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing. Dug by Morningside, and a double contact called on on Morningside and Budenhagen. So Budenhagen called for the double. York College has service, trailing 23-21. Serving for the defenders will be Madden. Becky Madden, low hard serve taken by Scheidel, controlled by Morningside. They'll attack. Bondrak off high hands, controlled by Hahn. Got it over to Gasing, throws it outside. Horstman, Horstman with the kill. Horstman with the kill. For Jenna Horstman, that's number 8. Morningside's going to call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Both teams have used their two timeouts. Here in set number 2, Dort College trails 23-22. They lead in the match 1-0. Dort College has never led in set number 2. In fact, we have had no ties in set number 2. Serving is Becky Madden for the Mustangs. So Madden with service. And Madden served the back line. Controlled by Morningside and Katie Cuck. Morningside attacking. And a lift called on Morningside. And we're tied up at 23-all. A little too generous. Verberg was hoping for a little bit more generous on that as she redirected it. And they're going to say that she threw the ball, got called for the lift, and Coach Sarah Horn up off of her seat to confer with the official. Terry Monson sends her back to the bench, and Bondrak now with a kill. If you're a coach, you've got to do that for your team, but from my vantage point, certainly looked like Verberg did more than just redirect that. Bondrak now with her 11th kill, and Morningside, by the way, serving for the set. Scheidel with serve. Taken by Bausma. Brookice has to get to it. Bump set over to Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Covered by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set Bondrak. Bondrak dug by Brookice. Kept it alive. Bausma. Over to Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Again dug by Morningside. Again, this is Bondrak. Bondrak with a kill. And we're tied at one set apiece. Bondrak with her 12th kill. And the Dort College defenders and Morningside Mustangs are headed to set number 3. Tied up at one set apiece. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM, back with more after this. Through two sets, we are tied, one set apiece, Dort College and Morningside. Dort College, one set, 125-21. Morningside held Dort College off in set 2, 25-23. Dort College, 28 kills. Morningside with 29. Dort College hitting 250 for the match. Morningside, 235. Dort College has 4 service aces. Morningside has 3. Diggs, Dort College 41, Morningside 34. All totaled, Morningside with 81 total attack attempts, Dort College with 76. Defenders led by Jenna Horstman with 9 kills, 6 for Lindsay Flown, 3 each for Brooke Waltersdorf and Megan Krausman. Elizabeth Keel credited with 5. For Morningside, 12 for Maggie Vondrak, 4 each for Caitlin Madsen and Keisha Verberg. Tyann Budenhagen with 13 assists. Hannah Roberg with 10. Kayla Gasink has 25 assists for the defenders. 17 digs for Kayla Brookice. For Morningside, no one with more than 6 digs. York College with 5 total blocks. Morningside with 4. All of them coming in set number 2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs tied up at one set apiece as we head to set number three for the Dort College Defenders. They have started slowly in each of the first two contests. And they were able to rebound and come back and score six in a row to close out set number one. Set number two, they tried to do the same thing. Morningside was able to hold them off after the defenders had fought back to tie it at 23-all on an attack error by Keisha Verberg. Back-to-back kills by Vondrak. That's Maggie Vondrak. Finished the set, though, for the Mustangs at 25-23. Set number three on the way. We're set to begin shortly. Both teams have come back to the floor after the extended break in between sets two and three, serving contest here at Morningside. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Other matches going on this evening in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan's at Briarcliff. Midland is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Northwestern's at Mount Marty. Concordia's at Doan. I'm curious how that Midland-Nebraska-Wesleyan match turns out. That's the one that probably has the most interest to me outside of this one. Set goes over to Vondrak. Vondrak with a kill, and Morningside takes the early lead again at 1-0. They have scored the first point of each of the first three sets now. And Vondrak has 13 kills. Dort College has not been able to contain her. Serve taken by Hahn. Gets over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Flohn. Flohn power tip. Dug by Budenhagen. Morningside attacking. Back over to Vondrak. Power tip. Dug by Brookeis. Bausner, that is. Set goes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the kill. Walterstorff for the fourth kill, and we're tied up at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Dort College. First action since last Wednesday when they beat Dakota Wesleyan. Morningside scrambling. They get it set left side over to Vondrak. Vondrak hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Dort College. Dort College has the early lead for the first time tonight. So an attack error by Vondrak. 2-1 Dort College in front. Serving is Madden. Becky Madden serve. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. And a double contact called on Budenhagen. Point Dort College. So the ball handling error, double contact called on Budenhagen. Dort College has served, leading 3-1. Serve to the back line is off of the back line, not out of bounds. Point Morningside. So a service error by the Mustangs. Beg your pardon, by the defenders. Taken by the Mustangs. They'll get the point. And serving for the Mustangs is Hannah Roberg. Roberg with service. To the sideline, take it by Bausma. Gasink has to chase it, gets to it. Pushed over the net by Horseman. Free ball, Morningside. And we've got a player in the net. That's Roberg, Point Dort College. Well, they're going to officially call it as a ball handling error on Roberg. She was going to get called for one of the two. That pass too close to the net, and she had to go very close to it, and she was worried about getting into the net and ended up with a ball handling error in the process. Gasink, low hard serve, controlled by Morningside. Set goes left side, dug by Horseman on the cover, comes back over to Horseman. Horseman with a swing, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, off the block, controlled by Morningside again. Set comes back over to Vondrak. Vondrak blocked at the net, point Morningside. Mustangs will attack Vondrak, unable to put it away. Brookeis with the save, gets it left side over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Well, Dort College making an adjustment in between sets two and three. They're doing something differently. I'm not savvy enough to identify what that is immediately, but we'll ask Coach Chad Hansen about it post-game during our Wireless World post-game wrap. Set comes over to Vondrak, swung, dug up by Krausman, up and over, though. Here comes Morningside attacking. Set goes right side, off of the block, saved by Keel, controlled by the defenders. Gasing comes back to Krausman, roll shot. Pops it over the block, controlled by Morningside. Set Vondrak, off balance, dug by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing, bump set, didn't like it, gets it over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Jenna Horseman with her 10th kill. Dort College leading 6-2. 6-2 our score. Serving is Gasing. Gasing with serve, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, set goes to the middle, saved by Gasing, up and over, but out of bounds, point Morningside. Gasing had to stretch out for that one. For College, fortunate just to keep that in play. And the Dort College defenders trail 6-3. I beg your pardon, Dort College leads 6-3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Take a break to wipe some of the moisture up off the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Serving as Vondrak for the Mustangs. Taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back right side. Waltersdorf and Morningside able to... Actually on that pass, too close to the net. Morningside got up and Waltersdorf had nowhere to go with it. Morningside has cut the gap down to 6-4. Serving for the Mustangs will be Vondrak. Vondrak serve, backline taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel effective this evening, 7 kills for the middle out of Orange City. Serving is Waltersdorf. And Waltersdorf serve, controlled by Morningside. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle. And she hit it long, beg your pardon. It was either Madsen or Woodman got called for hitting it long. Wide open net, and she hit it long. Controlled by Waltersdorf with service. Controlled by Morningside. Pushed over the net by French. Covered by Brookeis on the tip attempt. Gasing throws a backside over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. So Horseman with the kill. Dort College leads 9-4. Jenna Horseman with her 11th kill. Dort College up 5 in set number 3. Serving is Waltersdorf, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, set backside. Woodman, dug by Waltersdorf, got it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman. Krausman hits it long and out of bounds. So Krausman with the attack error. Dort College leads 9-5. Serving for the Mustangs will be Bell. Bell with service. Taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman. Krausman off high hands, controlled by Vondrak. Morningside attacks, throws it over to French. French cross court, hits it on the line and the kill. So Morningside closing the gap to 9-6. Gabby French with her 7th kill unofficially. Serving for the Mustangs is Bell. Dort College set for serve, receive. Taken on the sideline by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Quick attack to Keel. We don't see that out of the playbook very often, but Keel's able to put it away to the sideline, and Dort College leads 10-6. Serving for the defenders will be Brookeis. Short serve taken by Scheidel. Set goes to the middle, Verberg. Verberg blocked at the net, but a player in the net. They're going to call Flown for being in the net on the block. Verberg will get the kill. Keisha Verberg, her 4th kill tonight, averaging 2.1 kills per set. And serving for the Mustangs will be Budenhagen. Budenhagen with service. And her serve is into the net, Point Dort College. Budenhagen with a jump serve, hit it squarely into the net. And the Dort College defenders lead 11-7. Serving for Dort College is Bausma. Bausma serve controlled by Morningside. Budenhagen sets to the middle. Verberg, she throws it over. Free ball Dort College. Gasing back over to Flown. Flown to the back line. Vondrak overpass kill. Flown puts it away on the overpass off of the dig by Vondrak. And the Dort College defenders take a 12-7 lead. 12-7 our score. Serving Bausma controlled by Morningside and Kennedy. Set left side over the top of the block, dug by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, dumps it over, controlled by Morningside, Budenhagen, French with a tip, covered by Krausman, kept alive by Waltersdorf, passed over the net by Brookeis, controlled by Morningside on the free ball, set right side Kennedy, and we've got a player of the net for the defenders. Kennedy will get credit for the kill on the net violation. Michaela Kennedy with her fourth kill. Morningside trails 12-8. Serve taken by Brookhouse. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes over to Flown. Flown with a kill. So Flown with the kill. Dort College leading 13-8. Dort College and Morningside tied up at one set apiece in this best of five series. Serving is Hahn. Hahn serve sideline taken by Scheidel. Morningside, Budenhagen. Budenhagen to Vondrak, blocked at the net. Morningside will reload. Vondrak again blocked at the net. Saved by Morningside, pushed over the net. Free ball Dort College. Hahn, Gaysink. Gaysink outside. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf off the tape. Morningside scrambling. They keep it alive. Passed over the net. Free ball Dort College. Flown. Gaysink. Gaysink tips it to the sideline. Morningside scrambling. Kept it alive. Dort College will attack again. Flown with a bump set over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf roll shot. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking, and a kill for the Mustangs out of the middle end. Budenhagen. Budenhagen with the dump. Never left her feet. Dort College leads 13-9. 13-9 our score. Morningside down by four. Serving for the Mustangs is Scheidel. Schottel with service. And her jump serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Brookhouse. She has to throw it over as she covered it on the missed attack attempt. And Vondrak with a kill. Vondrak on the quick attack, her 14th, and the Dort College defenders lead 13-10. 13-10 our score. Schottel with service. Well, Dort College had the early lead in this one. Now Morningside trying to scrap back in it. Schottel serve taken by Flown, gets it to Gaysink. Quick attack, Flown. Flown with a swing. Morningside scrambling up and over and pushed down by Gaysink. Gaysink with the kill. Morningside playing it with a little more energy again. Dort College leading 14-10. Madden with service. Madden serve controlled by Morningside. Budenhagen sets Vondrak, partially blocked at the net. Now joust. Morningside wins out that time. Dort College reloads, though. Bausma gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf kill. Walthersdorf with service. I beg your pardon. Walthersdorf with five. Well, we've got a question now about the rotation for the Mustangs. Serving for the defenders will be Madden. Dort College with the lead at 15-10. Morningside attacking. Verberg. Verberg with the kill. Well, there seems to be some confusion as to the rotation right now for the Mustangs. And everyone's looking at each other about where they should go, and Hannah Roberg is now going to serve. 15-11, Dort College leading by four. Morningside trying to mount a comeback. Serve taken by Bausma. Gaysink throws it over Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf hits it wide on the slide. Point Morningside. So Walthersdorf with the attack error, and Morningside has cut it down to three again at 15-12. Dort College had success going to Horstman earlier in the set. Let's see if they go back to her. Roberg with service to the back line. Taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink throws it back over to Horstman. Horstman through the block and the kill. Horstman with another kill. She's got 12, and the defenders lead 16-12. Gaysink has service. Dort College by four. Serving for the defenders will be Gaysink. Gaysink, short serve, controlled by Vondrak, unable to put it away. Dort College, though, there to cover it. Comes back over to Keel. Keel off high hands, kill. Keel with the kill. She's got eight. And Coach Sarah Horn wants a timeout to talk things over with her Mustangs, trailing 17-12. Both teams have used a timeout the way it looks. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Timeout number one, charge to Morningside. Dort College has their two remaining. I thought maybe they had used one early, but I couldn't remember where, and I didn't mark it down. And conversing with the official in between, well, during that timeout, Terry Munson, the R2, he said, no, that is timeout number one of the set for either team. So Morningside has one remaining. Dort College has both of theirs. Morningside, serve received, Gaysink, controlled by Scheidel. Morningside attack, and we've got a player in the net, and that's Roberg. Roberg, too close to the net, got in it. ...18-12 our score, and Coach Sarah Horn up off of the bench asking if that is the R1's call, because that's where it came from. And Terry Munson forced to give an answer. As it is, Vondrak comes back with the kill. And Vondrak with her 15th kill unofficially, her third of set number three. Door College leads 18-13. Serving is Vondrak. That means French is in the back in the front row. Overpass, and French puts it away. You can't allow those two to get away from you, Vondrak and French. If you keep everyone else in check, but those two get away, they're good enough that they can carry a team. And so far they have done that for Morningside here this evening. Vondrak with the serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Walterstorff, that is, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a swing, dug by Vondrak. Morningside attacking, pushed over the net, pushed right back by the defender, saved by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Walterstorff, off high hand, saved by Vondrak, getting sloppy now, comes back over to French, block at the net, point Dort College. The Diggers are going to the overhand dig, and that's makes it an ugly game. The ball coming off at awkward angles and just stopping. Morningside. Vondrak will bump set it to French. French blocked at the net. Morningside scrambling, and that'll be four contacts. A block for the defenders, giving them a 2014 lead. And Morningside needs another timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads it 20-14. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Walterstorff with service, Dort College leading 2014. Walterstorff jump serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking, pushed over the net by Vondrak, saved by Gasing, got it over to Keel. Keel throws it outside to Horseman. Horseman cross-court kill. Feed the player who's hot, and Horseman right now as hot as anyone. 13 kills for Horseman. Dort College leads 21-14. Serving is Walterstorff to the back line. Saved by Vondrak. Controlled by the defenders. Horseman got it over to Gasing. Gasing throws it back to Walterstorff. Walterstorff rolls it over. Controlled by Morningside. Morningside attacking Woodman. Woodman hits it long and out of bounds. That's Madsen, beg your pardon. Dort College leads 22-14. Madsen with the attack error. Morningside has used both of their timeouts. And the serve taken by Walterstorff. The Walterstorff serve. French off speed, dug by Krausman. Kept alive by Walterstorff. Back over to Horstman. Horstman hits it long and out of bounds. Horstman in the attack error. 22-15. Morningside down by 7. Ashley Bell with service. So Ashley Bell serving. Krausman, Gasing. Gasing back to Krausman. Blocked at the net. Point Morningside. Well, if you're Dort College, all you want to do is go side out now. Get the service back. Get to 23 points, and then you just don't allow any long runs. Morningside needs a long run here. They are capable of it, though. They've shown it early in sets 1 and 2. Gasing back over to Horseman. Horseman redirects it. Morningside scrambling. Dort College has gotten tentative at the net. Krausman back over to Gasing. Gasing back to Krausman. Krausman into the net. Point Morningside. Krausman with the attack error. Serving for Morningside is Bell. Another couple points. It gets interesting. Bell with service. Dort College trying to take a 2-1 lead in this best of five match. Overpass by Krausman. Putting it away is Verberg. Dort College leads 22-18. So Verberg with the kill, and the Dort College defenders unable to put Morningside away yet. We'll take a timeout. Dort College uses their first timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Ashley Bell with service for the Mustangs. North College leading 22-18. North College will take the serve. Brookice gets it to Gasing, comes outside. Krausman off high hands, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Berberg tips it over. Horseman to Gasing. Gasing to Waltersdorf. Roll shot and a kill. So Waltersdorf with the kill. Unofficially, I have that as number 6 for her. Number 3 in this set. North College leading 23-18, serving is Brookice. Brookice serve into the net, point Morningside. ...23-19, North College by 4, just trying to simply hang on and get up 2-1. Right now it doesn't matter how you get there, just so you get there if you're North College. Budenhagen with service. North College leading 23-19. Serve to the back line. Taken by Waltersdorf. Got it to Giesink. Comes back over to Flohn. And mistimed it. And it worked out well for North College that time, as Flohn is able to tip it over the block as it starts dropping. And Flohn gets the kill. She's got 9. Serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma's serve on the way. Jocelyn Bausma serve, taken by Bondrak. Morningside scrambles to it. Budenhagen to French. French well off the net, block. Pushed to the back line by Kennedy. Saved by Bausma. Joust at the net. Saved by Waltersdorf. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman roll shot. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set Berberg. Berberg with a kill. Well, what it amounts to here is Morningside needs 4 more points. Otherwise, Dort College will win. Serving is Gabby French. North College will get a few opportunities to get offense. Gasing comes outside. Krausman. Krausman into the net, point Morningside. Megan's had a tough night at the net. Timing not there. And the North College defenders lead 24-21. Serving again for the Mustangs is French. French serve and ace. So an ace serve. And North College coach Chad Hansen has seen enough. He wants a timeout with his team up 24-22. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're tied up one set apiece. Back with the conclusion of set number 3 right after this. North College up 24-22, just trying to finish things off. And an overpass, and for Berg, saw it coming over, took a swing, mistimed it, hit it into the net, and that's how North College will win it. 25-22 on the Verberg attack error on the overpass. And the North College defenders take a 2-1 lead in this best-of-5 match. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with set number 4 right after this. We head to set number 4, North College leading 2-1. North College won sets 1 and 3, 25-21 and 25-22. Morningside won set 2. 25-23, North College led by Jenna Horseman's 14 kills, 9 kills for Lindsay Flohn, 8 for Elizabeth Keel. For Morningside, Maggie Vontrak with 15, 8 for Keisha Verberg, 7 for Gabby French. Kayla Gasink has 36 assists, Kayla Brookice has 19 digs, Brooke Waltersdorf has 11. For Morningside, 13 digs for Maggie Vontrak, and 10 for Grace Shaddle. Turn the page for set number 4. And the Morningside Mustangs will have service. This will be Gabby French. So Morningside with service, taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack. Flown kill. When that offense clicks, it's awfully difficult to stop. Of course, there are so many things that go into making an offense click. Flown now with 10 kills unofficially. As I go back to my tally sheet, Serving Becky Madden, controlled by Morningside, went after one. That was probably on the out-of-bounds line. Saved by Bondrak. Well, Bondrak's attack was saved by Bausma, but it ends up out-of-bounds, and Bondrak with another kill. Bondrak has been a handful all night. And for North College, they're hoping this is probably the last time they'll see her. Brookice throws it outside. Horseman tip, controlled by Morningside. Budenhagen pushed it back over. Horseman went up to swing, unable to put it away. Here's Bondrak. Bondrak hitting it long and out of bounds. Point North College. So Bondrak on the attack here. If I remember correctly, Bondrak arrived on the scene last season, spent a couple of years at Des Moines Area Community College, if memory serves me correctly, after a stellar career with Heelan High School here in Sioux City. Set goes outside Bondrak. Bondrak off of the block, ties it up 2-2. Bondrak with her 17th kill by my count. She's gotten the majority of the swings. She had 36 of them in the first three sets. Far and away the leader in total attempts. We're tied up 2-2. Serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Horseman with the kill. And for Jenna Horseman, I believe that's number 14. So she's trying to match Bondrak right now. North College leading 3-2. Serving is Brooke Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, jump serve, taken by Morningside. They scramble to it. Off high hands, controlled by the defenders. Waltersdorf throws it back over to Krausman. Krausman with a roll shot. Here comes Morningside attacking out of the middle. And a kill for Morningside and Caitlin Madsen. Madsen with her fourth kill. We're tied up 3-3. 3-3 our score. Serving is Bondrak. Well, tonight, Bondrak has been far and away the more effective outside hitter for Morningside. Brookice with this serve received. They get it over to Gaysink. Gaysink sets Horseman. Horseman with another kill. Horseman with 15 kills. Dort College leads 4-3. 4-3 our score. Serving is Kayla Brookice. Brookice, knuckleball serve taken by Shaddle. Set goes to the middle. French, power tip, and it's long and out of bounds as Waltersdorf pulled back at the last instant. Tip to the back line was long and out of bounds, so an attack error gives Dort College a two-point cushion early. Brookice served to the sideline, taken by Bondrak. Set goes to the middle, power tip, covered by Gaysink. Got it over to Flohn, comes back to Keel. Keel off high hands, kill. Elizabeth Keel with 9 kills. Dort College leads 6-3. 6-3 our score. Serving is Brookice. Brookice served the sideline, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack out of the middle, and hitting it to the sideline is Caitlin Madsen. Madsen with her fifth kill. North College leads 6-4. 6-4 our score. Serving for Morningside is Bell. Ashley Bell with service. Short serve taken by Keel, throws it over to Gaysink, comes back to Flohn. Flohn tips to the sideline, controlled by Morningside, set to French. French hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Dort College. French on the attack. Air Dort College leads 7-4. 7-4 our score. Serving is Bausma. Jocelyn Bausma with service. And Bausma's serve is taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes right side, and the swing. Keeping it in play is Waltersdorf. Passed over the net. Well, they're going to say that Waltersdorf made that play in an unplayable area just to the left of me, off of the scorer's bench. So the area between the player's bench and the scoring bench, an unplayable area. There you've got the ground rules for Rosen-Verdorn. Morningside has service. This is Budenhagen. Budenhagen served, taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a swing, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. French blocked at the net. Morningside throws it over, controlled by Bausman. Gets it to Gaysink. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman up and over and out of bounds. Krausman had to try and cover it as that ball was That set was mistimed. 7-6. Officially, you're going to have to say Krausman with the attack error, but she was just simply trying to bail that play out. Flown with the attack and the kill. Flown on the slide. Dort College leads 8-6. Let's see if Dort College can get a little breathing room back. They led 6-3 at one point and 7-4. Now they lead 8-6. Serving is Hahn. Hahn serve, middle back by Bondrak. Morningside attacking French. French kill. Gabby French with the kill. She's got 9. Dort College trail a leading 8-7 in set number 4. Dort College leading in the match, 2-1. Short serve taken by Flohn. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back to Flohn. Flohn blocked at the net. Morningside scrambling. Passed up towards the net and over. Waltersdorf gets it to Gasing. Gasing back Walt. Walt with the kill. Waltersdorf with the kill. And for Brooke, that's her 7th. Morningside really loading the block up on Waltersdorf. That has allowed some other players to have more success. Horstman and Keel with 15 and 9 kills, respectively. Morningside attacking, set to the middle. Kennedy. Kennedy with a kill from the middle. Kennedy with the kill. Michaela Kennedy with her 5th, according to my account. Morningside is service. Shaddle serving. And Grace Shaddle sends it over. Taken by Horstman and overpass. Saved by Waltersdorf up and over and out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. Point Morningside. We're tied up 9-9. 9-9 our score. Out of system. Dort College unable to take advantage. Grace Shaddle serving. And gone to the short serve. Taken by Horstman. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back to Horstman. Horstman off the hands and the kill. Horstman registers the kill. And for Jenna Horstman, that is kill number 16 by my count. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Serving for the defenders will be Gasing. Gasing serve, sideline, controlled by Morningside. They'll attack Kennedy. Kennedy hits it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point Dort College. Kennedy with the attack error. Morningside trailing 11-9. Tied it up at 9-9, Dort College with back-to-back points. Gasing serve, controlled by Morningside. Budenhagen sets to the middle, and Waltersdorf is there to block the attack by Caitlin Madsen. Dort College leads 12-9. 12-9 our score, Dort College by 3. Serving for the defenders is Gasing. Gasing, low hard serve, taken by Shaddle, controlled by Morningside. Vondrak off the block, controlled by Brookeis, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Wolf. Horstman, Horstman unable to put it away. Budenhagen sets Vondrak off the block and the kill. Vondrak with the attack and the kill. She's got 18 by my count. Dort College leads 12-10 in set number 4. Serving for the Mustangs will be Hannah Roberg. So Roberg in, and she will set as well. And Roberg, short serve taken by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Attack, middle, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf kill. Critical that Dort College does not allow any runs by Morningside right here. You've got Bondrak in the front row, so for Morningside, they want her there as long as they can have her. And imperative that Dort College maintains side-out volleyball from here on out. Well, the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College with service, and we've got a timeout on the floor first of all. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Morningside uses a timeout, their first of set number 3. I beg your pardon, set number 4. Back with the more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 14-10. Dort College in front by 4. Set number 4, leading in the match is Dort College, 2-1. Serving for the defenders is Brooke Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, jump serve, controlled by Shaddle. Morningside attacking. Roberg, her set goes to Madsen, unable to put it away. Dort College scrambling, pushed over the net by Keel, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking Vondrak. Vondrak off high hands, taken by Brookeis, and Brookeis's pass is too close to the net and putting it away is Madsen. Morningside cuts the lead down to 14-11. So Madsen with the kill. Maggie Vondrak has service. Madsen now with six kills by my count. And Vondrak is serving. Taken by Brookhuis. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman. Krausman hits it just wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside. So the attack error by Krausman. And serving is Morningside's Maggie Vondrak. Taken by Brookhuis. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a bump set to Horstman. Horstman with the swing covered by Morningside. Set goes outside. French pushes to the opposite corner. Saved by Brookhuis. Get it over to Gasing. Comes back to Horstman. Horstman with a swing and a player in the net. That's French. Dort College catches a break. The kill by Horstman. Horstman with her 17th kill by my count. Dort College leads 15-12. Served by Brookhuis. Taken by Vondrak. Morningside attacking. French. French with a kill. French with 10 kills. And Morningside back of the end two at 15-13. Morningside trying to get Vondrak through the back row now. They want side out and get her back to the front. Serving is Ashley Bell. Bell's serve taken by Krausman. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back to Keel. Keel with the swing and hits it long out of bounds. Point Morningside. So Morningside scrapping back after they were down 14-10 and they used a timeout. They've scored four of the last 5 points. Bell with service. Short serve taken by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Flown. Flown with a tip controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack and a kill by French. Dort College's offense a little out of sorts on that short service. So French with the kill and the Dort College defenders. And Morningside Mustangs now tied up 15-15 in set number four. Back with more after this. 15-15, our score, set number four. Bell with service, taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing, comes back to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her 10th kill by my count. Dort College retakes the lead at 16-15. Serving for Dort College is Jocelyn Bausma. Jocelyn Bausma with serve. And Bausma's low hard serve taken by Morningside and Vondrak. They'll set outside to French. French kisses the tape, rolls over. Dort College attacking, Gasing. Down ball by Brookhuis, controlled by Morningside. Vondrak got it to the middle to Verberg. Saved by Flohn. Back over to Krausman. Krausman with a swing into the digger. And hitting it wide and out of bounds is French. Point Dort College. Well, Dort College caught a couple of breaks there. French just simply missed time that one. It also looked like Verberg was there to put one away as well, and she was unable to do so. Bausma serve, controlled by Morningside, shanked up into the scorer's table. They are able to recover. Gasing comes back to Flohn, and Flohn and Gasing miscommunicate on the attack. Point Morningside. The set went almost directly above Gasing. Flohn was circling around for a slide. Morningside now cuts it down to 17-16. Serving for the Mustangs is Budenhagen. Budenhagen with service. And now we have an issue with one of the players for Dort College. And it looks like Lindsey Flohn may have a bloody nose. And they will attend to that, and she's on the clock. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Kate Noble will have to check in as Dort College takes care of a bloody nose with Lindsey Flohn. Reminds me of my days covering wrestling back in what seems like another lifetime. Served by Budenhagen, taken by Brookhuis, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Walterstorff, locked at the net as Walterstorff attacked from behind the spike line. 17-17, our score, we're tied up. Morningside with 2 points in a row. Budenhagen with service. Short serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Abardney. Bausma. Bausma got it to Gasing. Gasing dumps it down. 18-17, our score. Serving for the defenders will be Hahn. Hahn to the back line. Taken by Kennedy. An ace serve for Hahn. Dort College leads 19-17. Dort College trying to piece it together right here. Hahn with her third ace serve. Dort College leads 19-17. Hahn, short serve, taken by Vondrek. Morningside attacking, and French goes into the net. Point Dort College, 20-17. Morningside's going to be forced to use a timeout, and that'll help Dort College buy some more time for Lindsay Flone. Flone's still being taken care of. That bloody nose that happened on a collision between her and Gasink moments ago. Right now, Dort College able to build a three-point lead at 20-17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A hello this evening goes out to Gloria Zylstra. From what I understand, listening faithfully in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, over the past several weeks, and reminded by several people how she's one of our more faithful listeners. So glad to have you along with me, Mrs. Zylstra. Hope all is well with you. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange, City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Noble is out. Flown is back in. Dort College has a 2017 cushion. Selene Hahn is serving. Hahn served to the sideline. Taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes right side. Verberg. Verberg hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort College leading 21-17. And this one, Dort College right now in control. But it's far from over. We saw that in set number three, how Morningside mounted a comeback. Set comes back to Verberg. Saved by Gasing. Got it over to Hahn. Bump set. Walterstorff wraps it around the antenna. Point Dort College recovering. Walterstorff keeps it in play. Down ball by Gasing. To the sideline, Budenhagen. Morningside attacking. Set French off high hands. Walterstorff passes Gasing. Gasing dumps to the sideline. Kill. Gasing with another kill. She's got a pair in set number four. Four for the night. Dort College leads 22-17, and Morningside looking a bit deflated right now. Short serve. Nearly an ace. Budenhagen has to lay out for it. French passes it over the net. Flown. Gasing. Gasing. Flown. Flown. Kill. Flown with a kill from on the slide. Dort College leads 23-17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Serving is Hahn. Knuckleball controlled by Morningside. Budenhagen, quick attack to the middle. Verberg, unable to put it away. Brookice with the overhand dig. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the kill, and Dort College rolling. They're up 24-17, and now they're serving for the set. An unlikely trigger to this run. Serve is Hahn, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes left side. Swing by Vondrak, dug by Bausma, kept it alive, got it over to Hahn, pushed over the net by Walterstorff, controlled by Morningside, Mustangs attacking, Verberg, Verberg kill. Verberg with the kill, she's got seven, and the defenders lead 24-18, but Morningside needs a big run now. Gabby French has service, Dort College, 1 point away from their eighth conference win. Hahn, Gasing, Gasing, Flown, Flown, block. Dort College scrambling. Gasink with a swing, controlled by Morningside, and now a kill. Flown with the kill on the overpass, and the Dort College defenders win set for 25-18. Dort College now 8-2 in the conference, 17-4 overall. Morningside slips to 3-7 and 11-11. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College wins in four tonight over the Morningside Mustangs, 25-21, 23-25, 25-22, and 25-18. Dort College hit for 258 kill efficiency for the night, 58 kills, 819 errors, 151 attempts. Morningside, 53 kills, 25 errors, 165 for total attempts. 78 digs for the defenders, 68 for the Mustangs. Eight blocks for the defenders, 6 for the Mustangs. 5 aces for Door College, 5 aces for Morningside, so that ends up as a wash. Door College was led by Jenna Horstman's 18 kills tonight. Lindsey Flohn added 13, 10 for Elizabeth Keel, 9 for Brooke Waltersdorf, 4 for Kayla Gasing, 2 of them coming down the stretch when Door College had to scramble and put things together with Lindsey Flohn fighting a bloody nose. And that was the unlikely trigger to a 7-point run for the defenders. So it was tied 17-17. 7 points in a row later, though, Door College was on set and match point, and they won it eventually 25-18. Kayla Gasing put up 47 assists for the defenders, 23 digs for Kayla Burkeis, 12 for Brooke Waltersdorf, 11 for Kayla Gasing, 9 for Jocelyn Bausma. Brooke Waltersdorf was in on 4 blocks, 2 of them solo, 2 assists. Morningside led by Maggie Vondrak's 18 kills. Gabby French had 10, 9 for Keisha Verberg, and 8 for Caitlin Madsen. Diane Budenhagen had 24 assists. Hannah Roberg had 19. Maggie Vondrak had 16 digs, 13 digs for Grace Shaddle, 11 for Katie Cuck. Door College improves to 17-4, 8-2 in the conference. Morningside slips to 11-11 and 3-7. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Door College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Door College wins in 4 this evening over the Morningside Mustangs, 25-21, 23-25, 25-22, 25-18. Taking a seat beside me is Kate Noble, and Kate coming out of the locker room to join us for post-game comments. Kate, a junior from, what is your official hometown? You went to high school in the Sioux City area, but this is kind of like a homecoming for you, right?
It is. It really is. Born and raised.
Know some of the girls that played for Morningside?
Yes, I've actually played with a lot of them.
Makes this evening, I wouldn't say awkward, but a little different setting for you in that you see them a couple times a year. What are the emotions leading up to a night like this?
It definitely is one of the more interesting games that we play. I definitely want them to do well, but I'd prefer a win for us.
That's the right answer to give. You're thrust into the role this evening of a backup for Lindsey Flohn. You're on the bench cheering for your teammates in that varsity contest. Suddenly you're thrown into the match, tied up 17-17. What goes through your mind as you enter the match with things tied up in set number 4 at a critical time?
I don't really like to focus on the score because I feel like that makes it more of a mental game, and if you just don't look at it, you can play just as an athlete and use your skills. As I went in, I just wanted to know what spot I was in the rotation, and then I was up to doing my thing, playing my game.
In that situation where you've been on the bench, how do you stay ready and focused through the course of the match? Because there can be long stretches where you don't get into the contest. How do you stay mentally focused?
Yeah, it can be really hard sitting on the bench, but definitely cheering. And coach gets after us. If we don't stay attentive and pay attention to the game and be supportive to our teammates, then we're going to be in trouble the next day of practice. So definitely cheering on your teammates helps out a lot.
Coach Hansen talks about the fact that practice is where this team is improving, and the fact that specific players need to do their jobs in practice to make those who play the majority of the points better and ready. How do you approach that? Because you are one of those players that falls into that category. Your job is to make the other players better. How do you approach that?
Well, definitely. If I slack in practice, then my teammates are never going to get better. So in order for me to get better and my teammates, I need to start pushing others.
You're a junior at Door College. How has the experience been thus far? Volleyball, you've played a couple of years of JV. You're doing a little bit of both this year. How's the experience been?
I love it. Being on two teams definitely is a new role for me. Gives me new challenges, but nothing I can't work through.
Katie, thanks for stopping by, and congratulations on a win over some familiar faces this evening.
Thank you.
That's Kate Noble talking about today's win for the Door College Defender women. Door College bouncing back from a 1-1 set tie, or the 1-1 tie as we headed into set number three, and Dort College was able to win sets three and four, 25-22 and 25-18. Coach, I'm going to ask you the first thing, and I talked about it in set number three. Obviously, the eight-minute break in between sets two and three, you had the opportunity to go back, get off the floor, talk about some things. Were there strategic changes? Was there focus change? What was the difference between sets two and between sets one and two, where you were really fortunate to win set one, you lost set two, and then sets three and four just felt like you were a little more in control? What was the difference, and what led to that?
Yeah, in that intermission exchange, it was primarily just some strategy adjustments, and then a little bit of focus message. The strategy adjustments were what kind of blocking schemes and defensive schemes should we do against some of their hitters. The focus adjustment was really taking care of our ball control, serving and serve receive. In the stretches where sets one and two, we gave up a lot of points. It really came down to how tough we were serving and how off the net we were passing. Once we settled down there, that allowed us to finish game one very strong. Game two, it kind of got streaky at the end. And just not enough. They were playing well, and we just couldn't finish that second set. But the third and fourth, I really liked where we were in the serve-receive aspect, and I think we stayed in system quite a bit because of that.
You volleyball coaches always talk about passing and serving, and if you can't do those two things, things get pretty difficult. And I wouldn't say that you couldn't do those things in sets one and two, but they were not as sharp as they need to be against what I would consider one of the best 500 teams in the country.
Yeah, that's a good way to put this. This Morningside team, their record does not speak for the talent that they have and the type of players that they put out on the floor and the competitive spirit that they demonstrate. They are never a team that we can look over or past in our schedule. This was a very important, meaningful win for us on the road this week.
Jenna Horseman, 18 kills, 3 errors, 37 total attacks. You got away from her just a little bit in set three, I thought, and I had no more than made the comment, maybe it's time that you go back to her, or that Kayla's able to go back to her, went back to her. When you went to her tonight, she had a very good evening.
Yeah, Kayla Gaysink has very sensitive ears and can hear exactly what you say at the scores table here, Mike. So I appreciate you making those comments and just feeding that into the game. But Kayla's got tremendous instincts for which setters are hot and scoring and open for us. Jenna Horseman really is demonstrating tremendous confidence, and it's a joy to see her out there on the floor hitting balls a little bit off balance at times and still scoring and keeping it on the other team. It's been neat to see her really grow in her sophomore year, and I'm excited for what she continues to bring to us each match.
Oddly enough, it was a bloody nose that spurred you on to a 7-point run to go from tied 17-17 to up 24-17. Seemed like chaos over on the bench. You had people looking for gauze and things like that. And meanwhile, you were putting together a 7-point string.
That was nice. There are things you don't write up in the script, and it's neat. I think you and I talked about it back in the office earlier this week. Having a break in our schedule allowed us to put some different lineups in, get people different times out on the court, and to be able to plug Kate Noble into that moment and still maintain our continuity on the floor is really, really neat. Speaks volumes to who she is and just the worker that she is and the understanding she has of our system. And the server in that moment, my mind is locked right now, but we
Selene,
continue,
huh?
Yeah, Selene was back there serving and really nailed it. She continued to put pressure on their passers, and I love what she did there to propel us forward in those moments.
Want to hear about the upset tonight?
Upset, huh?
Midland got beat by Nebraska Wesleyan 3-1 in Fremont. That drops Midland to 6-3. Dort College goes to 8-2. You're now in a flat-footed tie with Hastings, both 8-2, heading into Saturday. Big match coming up for your team on Saturday, obviously.
Yeah, that is. And taking care of this one tonight before I left the office this afternoon, you and Mr. Bauma were quick to remind me that
we've got advice.
and I listened to it, and I welcome it. it's my assistant coaching staff not on the bench. But you guys were spot on saying that this match matters well beyond anything that happened Saturday. Now with this one behind us, Saturday becomes the most important match of our season to this point. And
Hastings is saying the same thing.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. We're sober-minded about that match, and we've got a couple days to prepare for it.
Well, things got interesting, so we'll see how things shake out over the next 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
But congratulations. Good win tonight for your team. Solid win. And these are the kind that you've got to win if you want to be in the hunt. And we're still in the hunt, I guess.
That's very true. Very true. And Nebraska Wesleyan's a solid team as well. It doesn't surprise me that one turned out. It does in a certain sense.
Yeah.
But I was curious how that one would shake out. And the conference race continues. So thanks, Mike.
Coach, I'll let you go. That's Coach Chad Hansen. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I think we've beat this one up, and we'll call it a night. Dort College wins in 4. Other conference scores, Dakota Wesleyan over Trinity. That was non-conference play 3-0. Nebraska Wesleyan over Midland 3-1. Northwestern over Mount Marty 3-0. No report on Concordia and Doan. That's a matchup of 3-5 and 3-6 teams in the conference, respectively. So the upset drops Midland to 6-3. Dort College goes to 8-2. They're tied for second right now with the Hastings College Broncos heading into a head-to-head matchup in Hastings, Nebraska this Saturday. What's coming up on Saturday, you ask? Dort College football, 1 o'clock kickoff. Dort College versus Nebraska Wesleyan. You'll be able to hear that on KDCR 88.5 FM at 1 o'clock this Saturday. Also coming up this weekend, Dort College hockey, Friday night and Saturday afternoon, the Blades hosting Iowa, and Dort College soccer hosting Hastings in Great Plains Athletic Conference play this weekend as well. That's going to do it from Sioux City. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.